97.7 The River. It's Beer 30 with the Danny Wright Show.
It's Beer 30 time. I've got Brad and Ben from Sports Meets Beer here. You can check out the podcast on Google Play and iTunes, and they're on all the socials as well. Hi, guys. Welcome.
Good morning, Danny.
Hello.
Brad's still a character. You got to watch out.
Yeah,
he may slam you on the desk.
I know. Yeah. We've got some wrestling action going on. Not physically.
No.
We weren't like actually wrestling.
Yet.
The studio is not big enough for all three of us
to
wrestle.
Well, that's what the match is about.
It's barely big enough for the three of us.
I thought the match was going to be for us taking over your show again. Well, like we did a couple weeks
ago. Let's see what happens, brother. Here we go. We have beer here.
Yeah, we do. In front of us today, we've got a beer from a local brewery, Bear Republic, who you may or may not have heard of before.
I have, yeah.
This is not their core item or their everyday item of Racer 5. This is Brute Squad IPA. So what this is, you know, for them, it is essentially a champagne-infused or champagne-style IPA. So, you know, we talk about a lot about the people who like beer or don't like the bitter IPAs, things like this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this comes in at only 15 IBUs.
Oh, wow.
So it's super, super, super light as far as bitterness goes. So it is an IPA, which is, it's crazy the flavor that you can get out of this without having that much bitterness from the hops. But if we go through the AATMF on here, which is the appearance, aroma, taste, mouthfeel, finish, you know, the appearance on this is it's golden in color, golden straw-like. You know, we've poured these out about five-ish, 10 minutes ago during the break there. And, you know, it's got really nice head retention. So, I mean, that's something that, you know, we talk about carbonation levels a lot on our podcast. But also, you know, on this episode, on this show too. And this is really impressive. It's retained the carbonation in there even after being in the glass this long. So it's pretty, looks delicious.
So the process here, really what they've done is they've used an enzyme that I would butcher if I try to pronounce it, because I can't even really spell it. But basically what it does, it cuts down all the residual sugars and creates a dryness in the end of this. And so when Ben's talking about sort of the champagne part of it, it's really in mouthfeel and texture of this beer that those two things are similar. It mm-hmm. has a lot of the notes in the nose that are sort of like sweeter tropical fruit type notes in the nose, but that really gives way towards like a dry, toasty finish with none of the lingering bitterness of an IPA. And so, you know, as sort of a gateway IPA for people. Anyway, we talked about this, you know, if we poured this for somebody who is, without telling them what it was, I don't think IPA would be the style that they would suggest that it is.
No, it's hard to do, and especially for, you know, anyone new to the craft beer scene, you know, you'd be a tough go trying to determine how much, you know, this tastes so much like champagne and so much like sparkling wine. It's really hard to sit there and, A, like Brad said, mention that's an IPA, but also even call it really beer. It's really tough to, I think that I'd have a really hard time if, you got me when I was my early drinking years.
Long
this,
time ago.
This seasoned veteran is a whole different story.
Yeah.
Well, we did
no fooling you now.
We did the Barrel Brothers Champagnerade on this show, and that had a much different sort of nose to it, and that one definitely felt more like an IPA than this beer does.
Right.
Which I'm not saying that in any kind of derogatory way. I think that's actually a positive here.
Right.
The dryness and the light finish and the carbonation level in this makes this an absolutely crushable beer. We could not stop raving about it on the podcast, and I am finding myself now unable to stop also.
The Champagnerade used a champagne yeast, and that's really going to ramp up alcohol and ramp up the fermentable sugars in the brew process, whereas this enzyme still delivers the flavor, mouthfeel, some of the notes, but doesn't quite change the fermentable sugars that basically transform into alcohol. So big difference really in the process, but in the taste, you're going to see similar attributes. The only difference is going to be higher alcohol. So in this case, it's an enzyme, not the yeast, but it still finishes like Brad mentioned, it finishes nice, really nice, very dry on the palate. So it really leaves it very clean. There's nothing, you know, after you take a sip, you're done with it, and you really can't taste any of the residual sugars or any of the hops, but it finishes nice and clean, and it's a really, really easy drinking IPA.
Delightful. Two thumbs up from me there, Bear Republic.
I will give you two thumbs and a smile.
Wow. Okay. How do I up that?
I don't know.
I don't.
find out later in the cage match between Danny and Ben. How is Danny going to one up Ben?
I'm also thumbs up and something to be named later for this. Bear Republic Brute Squad Brute IPA. Good job. You can check out this review and others and the winner of the cage match later at 977theriver.com. Their podcast is Sports Meets Beer.
I'm going to see you in 2 weeks.
The Stone Cold Steve Austin slammer.
Oh, my God.
By God.
Ooh, is that Paul Bearer?
No, what's that?
JR.
JR. Yeah. That's right.
He's a human being. Oh, my God.